Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Kelim with lesson number 121. We are deep into the 28th Perek, almost but not quite at the end. Today, we will study the 8th and 9th Mishnah of the 28th Perek, Perek Chof Ches, Mishneh Ches, and Mishneh Tes. Mishneh Ches speaks of Big Day Ani. These are the clothing of poor people, clothing which are torn in all sorts of places, rotted in various places, full of holes, etc. Afal pisha ein bohem sholosh al sholosh, even though there may be no one place in that whole torn and ripped beggar full of holes where you can find a patch, a scrap of cloth which is 3 by 3 fingers wide. Nevertheless, hare elu temein medras. Such an article of clothing is still mekabel tumas medras, because the beged as a whole is easily 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, figure 12 inches by 12 inches, and so there it's mekabel tumas medras, and obviously also mekabel lesser tumos. Tumas Meis, etc. The Tosefta has an additional condition to this Mishnah, and the Tosefta says that these Big Day Aniyim are only Mekabel Tuma if the rim around the Beged, the hem of the Beged, most of it is intact. Otherwise, it's just a scrap of rags. The Mishnah continues, Talis Shehischil Bo Likoro, kevon shenikro rubo, eino chibur. If you have a talis which has become tome, and you tear it, most of it down the middle, so the two parts of it are no longer considered to be connected to each other, so that if at this point the talis was tohor and one half of it became tome, and the other half is not connected because most of the talus is torn in half, most of the talus is torn down the middle, so the other half of the talus does not become tome. There is another girsa in this Mishnah, which reads not eino chibur, period, but rather eino chibur utahora, meaning, if the talus is tome, and he wants to tear it, because by tearing it, he's going to be mevatelit. It's no longer a viable talis. And now it's no longer can be tome, because it underwent bitul. So then the halacha is, if most of it is torn, eino chibur utahora. The two parts are no longer considered to be connected to each other, and therefore the entire beged is tohor. The last part of this Mishnah has an interesting halacha. He'ovim, begodim which are very, very thick, made of thick felt, or v'horakim, or very, very thin, flimsy, like silk. The Rambam writes, like the Egyptian linen, which are transparent. You can see through them. Ein bohem mishum sholosh al sholosh. These types of begodim, there is no halacha of sholosh al sholosh etzbo'os. Even if they are 3 by 3 etzbo'os, they are not mekabel tumah unless they are 3 by 3 tvachim. The reason being, less than 3 by 3 tvachim, these kinds of materials are not functional as begodim. Mishneh Tes says, keses hasabolim. There's a sort of a little pillow that a porter, a person who's carrying heavy loads, puts on his shoulder so that when he carries the burden on his shoulder, it doesn't harm his skin. Temeo medris. It is mekabel tumas medris, because sometimes the sabolim, the porters, would take this pillow off their shoulder and use it as a seat to sit upon. Mashmeres shel yayin. A cloth through which wine is sifted, meaning you pour the wine through this cloth so that the wine will go through the cloth and fall into a tub below the cloth, but the shemorim, the rinds, the peels, etc., would be, the dregs, would be left in the cloth functioning as a sieve. Ein bo mishum Moshe. No one ever sits on a mashmeres, and therefore it is not ever open, susceptible to tumas medris or tumas moshov. Sivocha shel zekena. Sivocha is a type of a bonnet that an older, mature woman wears. Tumeya mishum moshov. It is mekabel tuma because sometimes the woman removes this turban or bonnet from her head and sits upon it, uses it as a seat. This statement is problematic because I'm sure you remember in Perek Chof Dalet, Mishneh Tezayin, we learned that only the bonnet of a younger woman is Tumei Tumas Medris because she will remove the bonnet from her head and occasionally sit upon it. But the bonnet of a zakena is mitame tumas meis, but not tumas medris, because she does not generally remove it from her head. And our Mishnah says straight out that sevocha shel zakena is tameya mishum moshav. How is this reconciled with the Mishnah back in Perek Chof Dalet, Mishnah Tes Zayin? So some take the approach that there are two types of sevochos, two types of bonnets which older, mature women wear. One, which she does not sit upon. That's the type that the Mishnah back in Perek Chof Dalet is speaking about, which is not mekabel tuma. But here, we're talking about another type of bonnet, which she does use to sit upon occasionally, and therefore it is tameya mishum moshav. This is the approach taken by the Rambam, and the Bartanura follows this approach. Others just simply change the reading of the Mishnah back in Chof Dalet to read shel zekena tameya tumas medris v'shel yaldo tameya tomei meis. Namely, the younger woman does not remove the sevocha, the older woman does. Therefore, the older woman's sevocha is mekabel tumas medris. Back in Perek Chof Dalet, that's how we read it, that's how we amend the text there, and that makes it consistent with the text here, which says clearly, Sevocha shel zekena tameya mishum moshav. Next piece of the Mishnah is interesting. Choluk shel yotzeis hachutz, the dress or the gown which is worn by she who goes outside, meaning a woman of the night, a harlot, and it's made in a very flimsy manner. It's transparent. So therefore, this choluk shel yotzeis hachutz, which is the Hebrew with a zona, a harlot, he'osui kizavocha, if it's made kizavocha, meaning it's made in such a way that it has, it's like netting, very flimsy, tohor, it is not mekabel tuma, because it is not a proper beged. Ha'osa beged min ha'cherem. A cherem is a net in which you catch fish. So the netting, of course, has big holes in it. Tohor, it is not mekabel tuma, for the same reason that the choluk shel yotzeis hachutz is not mekabel tuma. It can't be worn. It's full of holes. It's transparent. You can see through it because of the big holes in it. However, umizuto, we learned earlier that the nets that they had in the times of the Mishnah, at the bottom of the net, there was one a section which was not a netting, as we imagine it, full of holes, but rather it was a woven piece of cloth at the bottom of the net, perhaps to weigh down the net in a certain way. That's called the zuto shel cherem. So if a person makes a beged from that zuto shel cherem, which is woven like a beged, tomei it is mekabel tuma. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, af ha'ose beged min ha'cherem uchefolo. Suppose a person takes a net, which if he just, or she just covers herself with this net, you can see right through it. But suppose he or she takes the net and bends it over a couple of times so that it is no longer transparent. You can't see through it. Then it is mekabel tumah, because then it is considered a beged. And so we have concluded Mishneh Tes. Tomorrow we will learn Mirtz Hashem Mishneh Yud, which is the last Mishnah of Perek Chofres, and we will begin the 29th Perek. But we're not there yet, but we have completed lesson number 121.